Paul Bannister got to work pretty closely with Gene Dixon, the preeminent astrologer and probably, presumably, psychic of her time. There's a fascinating incident, an encounter described in his book, Tabloid Man, when William Shatner comes to interview Gene Dixon. Tell me the story, Paul.
Well, the deal with Gene was that she was favored by us for her predictions, very few of which actually came true, but it was a good selling point. And what had happened was, when after the Kennedy assassination and she sort of came to national notice, one of the Enquirer editors ran a story a week about her, you know, how she'd predicted this danger to one of her friends and, you know, get the brakes checked on the car, that kind of thing, and averted tragedy here and predicted that there. Week after week after week, these stories were running. So she got a lot of ink, and she got a nice big reputation. Well, I never actually knew her to make a prediction that came true. And I liked Jean a great deal. She was a nice Southern lady, and she ran a very successful real estate business in D.C. With her husband. And she liked the publicity, obviously. She was a friend. She was a friend to everybody. She knew everybody in Washington, really well connected. So she often, her predictions probably about political matters could have been quite good because she knew what was happening. But anyway, she used to differentiate between predictions and visions, and I never quite worked out what the difference was, but anyway. So we'd run this story about her, and it was a fantasy about her going up in a UFO and viewing the world, and God had a message for us. And she sort of gave me a few bones of it, and then I'd sort of shall we say, expanded them slightly and called her back and said, this is what we're saying, Gene. Yes, yes, that's lovely, fine, terrific. Okay, went by research, ran page one, bang, bang, bang. A few months go by, and I get a frantic call from her that Mr. Shatner is coming to see her tomorrow with a film crew because he's doing a special on UFOs. And she had a couple of questions for me. And so anyway, I was on the next, you know, the 7:25 out of Palm Beach, and I was in D.C. as usual, and sat down with her, and we went through the story together, and I said, well, you know, you told me this, and you told me that, and she was a bit nervous. Shatner's guys come along, set up in the courtyard, and she sits down, and Shatner says, well, tell me, you know, Mrs. Dixon, what it was like, and she's just dumbfounded. She doesn't know what to say. She looks at me. Shatner knew what to do. He kind of just signaled, stop filming. And I said, well, Mrs. Dixon, you told me that they took you up in this, and they were little guys, were gray and had large almond-shaped eyes. And then she parroted this back. The camera's rolled. She parrots it back. And then Shatner asks another question and stops the camera. And she says to me, what came next kind of thing? And I told her again. And we did this right through the whole damned interview. The whole interview there. And it went off. And at the end of it all, she was quite pleased and relieved, and Shatner came across and shook my hand. He said, thank you, Mrs. Dixon.
Looking at you when he says, thank you, Mrs. Dixon.
Looking at me.
Did you
ever
see any stories about astrology that seem to have any merit?
No, I can't say I have.